Good afternoon. A broad trough of low pressure is establishing itself over the upper Midwest, the Great Lakes, and here in the northeastern part of the country. The cool pool of air associated with this trough will touch off some unsettled weather from time to time over the next few days as a series of weak disturbances continue to pass through the jet stream flow. So the result in the sensible weather will be a mix of sun and clouds today with a passing shower and perhaps a thunderstorm. We'll also have a westerly breeze and temperatures pleasant but overall averaging below average with readings mainly in the middle and upper 70s. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight with still the risk of a shower or thunderstorm and lows in the 50s. We'll set up the new work week, at least to begin with the same type of weather pattern and a mix of sun and clouds on Monday and Tuesday. Again, both days will offer up the chance of a few afternoon scattered showers and thunderstorms in that jet stream flow. Temperatures, meanwhile, will be several degrees below average and on Monday only manage to get to the mid-70s and it will stay in the lower and middle 70s on Tuesday. It looks like we'll have a break in this action as that trough begins to lift out on Wednesday. It looks to be the one completely dry day this week for everyone, with a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will manage to reach into the upper 70s. A warm front will make an approach for the day on Thursday. It will bring a chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly dry weather with a mix of sun and clouds and highs pushing back up into the lower 80s. In this warmer and more unstable environment late week and to start the weekend, we'll have the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Friday and Saturday, although both days will be more humid and summer-like, highs on Friday in the mid to upper 80s and lower 80s on Saturday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms over parts of east-central New Mexico. Scattered thunderstorms are expected to develop in the higher elevations of south-central Colorado this afternoon as heating of higher terrain removes already weak convective inhibition. The activity is expected to assume a mix of multicell and supercell modes early, with large hail and damaging wind gusts likely. A tornado in this situation cannot be ruled out, though this threat is very conditional on storm mode and the timing and character of the storm and boundary interactions. With time, through the afternoon, the activity should move generally southeastward across central, eastern, and perhaps southern New Mexico, coalescing into one or two dominant storm clusters. Accordingly, the main threat should evolve to damaging winds, with isolated large hail possible. High pressure, meanwhile, at the mid and upper levels of the atmosphere will persist for yet another day along the west coast, resulting in extreme heat once more for the Pacific Northwest as well as portions of the Southwest. Highs today are forecast to be 15 to 25 degrees above average across much of the Northwest, with many locations reaching well into the 90s to even near 100 degrees. Across the southwest, the heat will not be as extreme as in recent days, but high temperatures are nonetheless forecast to be 5 to 15 degrees above average. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny with the outside risk of a shower or storm in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny and breezy with a passing shower possible and highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 59. The record high, 95, set in 1898, and the record low, 45, in 1979. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with a passing shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy with a shower or storm possible tonight, lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with a passing shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, A mix of sunny clouds and breezy today with a passing shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy with a shower or storm possible tonight and lows in the mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sunny clouds and breezy today with a passing shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm possible tonight and lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sunny clouds and breezy today with a passing shower or thunderstorm and highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy with a shower or storm possible tonight and lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow and Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds, scattered showers, thunder possible, lower to mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds in the upper 70s Wednesday. A mix of sun and clouds with a good chance of showers and thunderstorms Thursday in the lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday and Saturday with a chance of showers and thunderstorms both days. Highs in the mid to upper 80s Friday and lower 80s on Saturday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.